In the heart of one of San Antonio's oldest parks is a towering Confederate monument erected 30 years after the Civil War. Most goers to Travis Park only pay passing attention to it, but in the past 2 years, the 40-foot structure has become the subject of scrutiny as the people across the U.S. question the meaning of Confederate landmarks. TPR's Joey Palacios tells us at least two city council members would like to see the monument move to a museum, and community support may be growing.
The 147-year-old Travis Park is near the northeastern edge of downtown San Antonio. It's nestled between two churches and a towering office building. Here, people often do group yoga, play with a giant chess set, or check out a book from a city-operated kiosk. In the center is a vertical monument about two stories high. An inscription says, "Lest we forget our Confederate dead." At the top is an unnamed Confederate soldier with a finger pointing upward.
And the reason that he's got his finger pointed in the sky, that's typical for monuments, that he's pointing to heaven, that he wants to go and be with his fellow soldiers.
John McAmmon with the Sons of Confederate Veterans says the monument is a tribute to unnamed Confederate soldiers who died in the war.
This is not to a specific individual. This is for people that are dead and their graves aren't marked. This is a marker for the buried soldiers that we don't know where they are.
The monument was erected in 1899 by the Daughters of the Confederacy. Its construction was met with some resistance. City records from the Office of Historic Preservation say an 1898 article by the San Antonio Daily Light stated the monument, quote, would likely be the scoff of future generations. 118 years later, people are calling Confederate monuments a symbol of racism in a divided country. Mike Lowe is the organizer of SATX4. It's a group that bills itself as exposing systemic racism.
This memorial, I don't care if it was Jesus up there, represents a system and a way of life that thrived off of oppression.
Lowe says it does not belong in a public space.
This open space public reminder of what that represents is offensive to my community and my ancestors.
The ire towards the landmark has gained the attention of at least two San Antonio council members. District 1 Councilman Roberto Trevino and Cruz Shaw of District 2 want to introduce proposals to move it. Shaw says it should be placed in a museum.
Monuments like that need to be placed in a historical facility, i.e. a museum, maybe a college, a university, something that could represent history. So we're not erasing history.
Trevino says he wants the city to be welcoming and inclusive.
Monuments of power can put a strain on certain parts of our community, and we don't want to be helping or contributing with our city amenities like parks.
Councilman Trevino has asked the city's Department of Culture and Creative Development and Office of Historic Preservation to weigh in on what to do. He says the monument is a piece of military history, and he's asked the city's Department of Military Affairs to help direct the conversation.
The Office of Military Affairs has been working on some great things, like making sure that we document and really unify all our military monuments throughout the city.
Shaw and Trevino still need three other council members to formally sign on to what's called a council consideration request, which is still being drafted. Besides a museum, another option being considered is adding historical markers around the monument for context, or things could remain as they are. 2 years ago, former San Antonio Mayor Ivy Taylor, the city's first African-American mayor, was against removing the monument, saying history shouldn't be destroyed. Consideration never came to council. Newly elected Mayor Ron Nirenberg seems to be more on board. In a written statement, Nirenberg said, quote, "Confederate statues and memorials that lack proper historical context glorify slavery and project a misleading impression about slavery and the war against the United States to preserve slavery." Nirenberg says that he welcomes a community conversation. John McAmmon with the Sons of Confederate Veterans says he believes moving the monument will be met with much opposition, especially from veterans.
To go in and to start removing history is a dangerous thing, and I really believe that we need to look at our history and include all of it.
Mike Lowe with SATX4 says you can't sanitize evil.
This right here is a reminder of everything that the system was designed to reflect as it related to white supremacy. I don't support that at all.
When the city council returns in August, it's expected to have a full docket with the requests of new council members. Trevino and Shaw are confident they have the support of other council members to begin the discussion. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.